So I knew we were going to run out of time with this service, full of so many wonderful offerings and moments of blessing and music and love, and never mind the yummy food that's being set up and waiting for us in the back. So I prepared very short remarks for this holy hour. Many of you know I've been hosting a book group for the UUA's Common Read on Repentance and Repair by Rabbi Dania Ruttenberg. And there's this sentence in it that describes the behavior of someone who has caused harm. And it's this: he acts like he has no relatives. He acts like he has no relatives. Rabbi Dania says that that statement alone powerfully evokes a sense of not feeling accountable to others, or not being in a caring relationship with people who want the best for you. It's about not being clear about how our own actions impact others, and about not being able to get the help that you need when help is needed. Here in this church, in this religion, I like to think that we're creating a chosen family. We cannot forget that we have relatives, bloodlines, familial or not. We have people who want to be in caring relationship with us, who want the best for us, who we impact and are impacted by. We are not our own. We are responsible for ourselves, and we are responsible to one another. And that's why it made so much sense for me to contextualize a call for annual giving in this sacred practice of covenant. Reverend Emma Merchant wrote a Braver, Wiser article for the UUA titled, "I Choose You, I Am Here." She says, "I'm not stuck with you because you're my cousin and I'm not allowed to be rude. I could leave if I wanted to. But I don't, because of the way that we have nurtured this community. I choose to be stuck with you, for better or worse." And as Victoria Safford reminds us, our covenant is the living, breathing aspiration that allows us to stay together freely, to practice not running away when things get hard or don't go our way, or when we're embarrassed or scared, and we're all responsible for nurturing it. A covenant is not a contract. It is not made and signed and sealed once and for all, sent to the attorneys for safekeeping or guarded under glass in a museum. A covenant is not a static artifact. It is not a sworn oath, whereas, therefore I'll do this or I'll die, so help me God. A covenant is a living, breathing aspiration made new every day. It can't be enforced by consequences, but it can be reinforced by grace, by forgiveness, by understanding when we stumble, when we forget, when we mess up. I think we all have different reasons for being here, but one thing that joins us is, of course, what we talk about all the time, that one great love, that deep unconditional love that runs through us all and animates us all, and we choose that love when we choose each other. And we want to practice, I think, what it means, what it looks like and feels like to better embody that love into the world. What better place to do that than right here? As we give in all the ways that we can, let us hear in our hearts echo, "I choose you. I am here. I am here. I am here." May it be so.